The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Friday. It's around 10 o'clock, just a little bit after. When you hear that music, you know it's time for Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we're going to have a switch it up a little bit this morning. I'm kind of excited to have a different guest today because our very own Stephen Schmidt, who's usually our host, he claims that he's actually in meetings getting ready for school today. The teachers return today. The kids go back on August 11th, but just between you and me, you know, he does own a boat. It is a gorgeous day. What do you think? I'm betting he might be out on that boat.
Maybe so.
Bill Kidwell is here with us this morning from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. He's their services manager, has been there for, gosh, a lot of years. And Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is the sponsor of the show. So we're going to have a chance to really talk about some boating things and answer your questions and concerns. So you can start texting in now at 850-437-1620. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show. You're the star today.
Good morning, Meg. Yeah, I'm absolutely pleased to be here. It's definitely different for me, and I'm hoping to make it through the whole show without messing up too bad.
Well, I think you're going to be just fine. I have no worries about you. You got a great radio voice, so that's half the battle.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Stephen had reached out to me earlier in the week and asked me if I would come and do the show, and I told him, yeah, anything for you. Stephen and I go way back, and I remember I had a surgery, I believe it was in 2019, and the show keeps going on at work, and he came in, he was asked and agreed to come in and fill in for me as service manager there for a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah. Well, just doing a morning show, you know, just for a couple hours, not too bad. That's probably an even split, right?
Right.
Yep. Well, tell us about Key Marine Center, where you're located, and all about what you do, and you've been in this community a long time.
Yes, we sure have. And then again, this is Boat Smart, and mm-hmm. It is sponsored by us, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, at 5621 Bower Road, of course, in Pensacola. Phone number is 850-492-0487, and that website is KeyMarineCenter.com. Yeah, you should check out our website for our engine stock and all kinds of things that are going on at the shop. You know, project pictures. We always have big projects going on, like repowers and so forth. And we do have new stock arriving daily with Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki, and Cox outboards now, Cox diesel outboards. And yeah, there's quite a bit going on there. And we definitely have a service department. And we have, of course, according to Stephen, and I think so as well, we're the best repower facility in Pensacola or in the surrounding area. You should call us and you know, and give us a chance.
Absolutely. And so you're located right over there on Bower Road. And so when folks have questions this morning, all they have to do is, because you basically, as the service manager, I suspect you've seen it all, haven't you, Bill?
Quite a bit. I mean, just when you think you've seen it all, something new comes around. And mm-hmm. of course, with the technology progressing as quickly as it is, you do see new things from time to time.
Gosh, I can't even imagine how much it's changed in the last 20 years. From no computers to almost all computer these days?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And all of our guys have to stay, you know, stay on top of things there. And as a matter of fact, we already have them all scheduled in the various classes, factory classes with Yamaha, Suzuki, and Mercury. And, of course, they're all signed up and ready to go, including myself. I go every year, too, to try and keep up with things.
So you can stay up to date and current on all the changes. That's really great. And I know what's kind of nice is the partnership that you have with Stefan, who is at Georgetown Technical College. He is the Marine Services instructor. And my understanding that quite a few of his students have graduated from there and come to work with you.
Yes, we always have. Well, right now we have one there. It seems like we always have at least one of his students there. And they either come and go, and some of them stay. But, yeah, from what I understand, he does have a full class with waiting lists. It's a very popular class and great class. As a matter of fact, I believe I had heard that they, on one of the prior shows, that they're ranked number one in the whole United States at placing students in the field.
Wow.
Which is very good.
That's incredible that we have that right here in the Pensacola area. So it's summertime. I'm guessing you're just sitting back smoking cigars and eating bonbons, right?
Not quite.
Tell me, what are you seeing right now? What are people bringing in? What are happening? And maybe some tips on what boat owners can do to keep their boats. Does this heat affect that? How it runs? How the motors run? I know nothing, so I'm always the questioner here. But what are some things you're seeing, and what can we do to keep our boats in good shape for the summer?
Well, as you well know, we just went through that July 4th, and then the week right after that is the Blue Angel Week, which are always two of the busiest weeks in the boating environment. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to go see the fireworks, you know, by boat, and, of course, the Blue Angels as well. And so we made it through that with minimal stress and helter-skelter in the shop. And we did save quite a few people's weekends and, aww, you know how to jockey things around and prioritize what we can do to help the people get out on the water in emergency situations. I know of several that we did during those 2 weeks there. We seem to excel at that with the management, you know, in place there. And all that.
Can you give an example of maybe one of the emergencies that you had come in?
Yeah, for instance, all of a sudden the boat won't crank, and we
that
say
would be an
bring
emergency.
It by. And yeah, a lot of times it's either a battery situation or whatever. Now, if it's something more in depth, we may have to just say we're sorry. You know, that's all we can really do at this point. But we really tried to help people out as much as possible, not only during those times, but we are open half a day on Saturdays this time of year. And, you know, if people stop by and they need something, for instance, a propeller or whatever, something that we can jump on if it's minor and we can help save their weekend, we're going to do it.
That's fantastic. And it's good to know that you're there. So when you're looking at all folks coming in now, so say this weekend's coming up, we're probably going to have similar hot weather, a little rain, that kind of thing. What are some of the interesting things that are coming in now this week? What have you seen?
Well, this whole summer has been, I mean, it seems like one hard diagnostics after another, just various things that you wouldn't expect, but you know, we're up for it. All the guys are really trained and they're really on that level to where they're, you know, they want to be the best in town and they really strive and do everything possible to do that. Now, the heat itself really doesn't affect the motors that much. Mm-hmm. You know, they can operate in this environment, even with high humidity and all. But, yeah.
Do you have any tips on maintaining the exterior of the boat? Is that something, do you need to be taking it out of the water and cleaning it or doing anything along that nature? Or do you just kind of go with it for the summer and wait till the end of the season?
Well, no. The best thing to do is keep up with it. As we all know, UV rays destroy everything on this planet. And they, you know, they really hammer on like the upholstery and gel coat. So general rule of thumb is every time you use the boat, you clean it off. Of course, you have to flush it after you've run it every time, but really taking the extra time to clean it off and try to keep it away from the UV rays and out of the rain as much as possible too is helpful.
And I see people a lot of times, I'm always curious, the choice between covering the boat, pulling it out of the water, or not covering it. Do you recommend one or the other?
Definitely covering the boat helps it. It helps keep, just like I said, those UV rays off it and moisture. You want to try to keep the water off them as much as possible.
Okay. So we were talking with Bill Kidwell. He's service manager at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. If you've got a question about your boat, boating in general, maybe you're thinking about purchasing a boat, I know he would be an expert and can advise you on any of those things. 850-437-1620. Our usual host, Stefan, is out today. He says that he is getting ready for school. He's over at Georgetown Technical College. He's the Marine Services Instruction there. And this is Teacher Day. So he says, but I winked at Bill. I said, he's probably out boating somewhere getting some fish.
But well, I think he's such a great instructor. He's really focused on what the upcoming, you know, whatever they call it there, semester.
Right. Classes started on the 11th. So no doubt, just all kidding aside, he's a great teacher. And number one in the country for the class. Okay, I do have a question. I've heard y'all talk quite a bit on the show about repowering. Can you talk about what that means? I mean, you and Stefan have both mentioned it several times. So Key Marine is known as the best repower facility around. What does that mean?
Okay, to repower a boat definitely means to change the engine. Most boats, especially outboards, were never really designed. I mean, it's getting the motors are lasting longer and longer nowadays, but they were the boat generally lasts longer than the motor does. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, that is the number one system on the boat is spinning the propeller and making the boat go. So we hang new motors on boats and change the rigging in the boat as well, which would encompass the controls and the gauges and all of that. And we do specialize in that from every level down to like little tiller handle motors all the way up. We've had several large repowers this year with level four Yamaha Hellmaster, were triples and stuff, and all that networking and all, you know, needs to be done by somebody that can handle it, and we definitely can.
Okay, so you don't sell new boats, but you sure can keep the one you got running.
It makes sense because of the how expensive boats are nowadays. You know, when you have the better hulls that are like Grady White, Contender, and so forth, you know, it's definitely way less expensive to hang the brand new motors on it. And of course, you know, you want to make sure all the gauges and everything else in the boat are you know, up to date.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a note here, too, to remind everybody that Yamaha is currently having the Cruise into Summer sales event until September 3rd. So they're offering free extended warranties or sales credit depending on the model. So that's something you sell Yamaha, correct?
Yes, and it is going on, like you said, until the 3rd. And also, everyone has to keep in mind that we are never pricing motors at the list price. We're always given a much better deal on those. And we are usually always running labor rate incentives to do that, to, you know, help the people out. Because, of course, the newer motors are pricey, but you're getting a lot with the newer motors. And so we're constantly doing that.
Typically, how much the newer motors or the newer brands that you're getting, how long do they last typically? I guess, does it all depend on usage or?
It does. It several variables there. You know, I mean, if the motors maintain properly and, you know, and then people aren't abusing them and taking care of them, but the main thing is maintaining them and giving them not only the yearly maintenance that's needed and the every couple year maintenance, but there are, you know, other intervals that are in the 10-year range, 5-year range and all. If you keep up with all that, the lifespan has definitely gotten a lot better. I mean, when I first started in it, believe it or not, the two-stroke life expectancy was maybe 400 hours. But now with all the four strokes and stuff, you can expect them to last, you know, sometimes 20 years or even more and into the couple thousand hour range.
Well, you're listening to Pep Talk. This is Bill Kidwell sitting in for Stefan Schmidt this morning from Key Marine Center, our expert on boating, of course, because he is the service manager there. So if you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. I do have a text question for you here, Bill. When flushing a boat motor, what are your thoughts on using salt away in the hose?
Okay, salt away
is... So maybe explain the process first for someone who doesn't know.
Yes, well, the process is salt away is a chemical, and it comes in a little kit that almost like when you would apply something to your lawn where it has a small cup there that is in line of the hose, the water hose, and it meters a certain amount of this chemical into the water. And we've seen good results with that. There's a couple of them out there. And really, at the end of the day, what you're trying to do there is I think there's like an additive in it that really increases the resistance of that water to the naturally occurring current that's there that causes the majority of the damage. But yeah, you definitely cannot go wrong by using that.
Okay, it's called Salt-Away.
Salt-Away, and I think there's some called Salt Terminator. There's a few of them out there, yes.
Okay, so we got another question coming in. Let's see. It says, will y'all go to a house to service a motor? That's a good question.
Yes, we do. We have a certain range. I mean, it kind of varies a little bit, but definitely we do that all the time. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I know we went to at least 3 or 4 houses. People worked on the boats in the lift. There are certain things that we can do there, certain things we cannot. But we're going to do everything in our power to make it more convenient, you know, as convenient as possible, I should say, to the owners.
Well, we're talking with Bill Kidwell this morning on Boat Smart with Key Marine Center. They're located at 5621 Bower Road, Pensacola. Phone number is 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. If you've got a question, he's the expert this morning, 850-437-1620. So what's the most unusual thing you've seen this summer? You can probably see everything, don't you?
Well, I'd be curious
about the ones that are just from the people that have the quotes, as stupid is as stupid does. What's some of the stupid stuff you've seen, the dumb mistakes we make?
Wow, that's an interesting question. It's definitely hard
to narrow it down.
Yeah, but we have run into quite a few motors this year that were destroyed for one reason or another. By salt water intrusion and whatnot. And like I said earlier, this has been the year for all kinds of difficult diagnosis, not even for the most highly trained technicians. Some of the stuff I've seen and my guys have seen all year, they're definitely, I don't know what it is, but it seems like there's quite a few things out there that are causing problems. But to come up with that one, I just can't right at the moment. But I do want to remind everybody that, you know, Key Marine is locally owned and operated. We don't really have the, a lot of the things in our way, or maybe I can't say it that
corporate
way.
Corporate things, corporate, or corporate restrictions. Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. The corporate, not so much restrictions, but we're just really out there focusing on giving the customer, the customer service and service that they're not used to normally of dealing with people. And we do have several file cabinets with thousands of customers, folders in there that really trust us. And, the other thing is that we're really focused on the repowering and the repairing of these boats that people already own. We don't have a new boat line, so we're not distracted by that like some companies may be, where they're having to, sell so many boats. Now, definitely, we're required to sell so many motors, and we do stock quite a few of them, but we just think it's, much better to repower something that you already own or repair it. And I will add one other thing. A lot of people are saying, they may think that, because you're a repower facility, you're going to push repowering my boat versus repairing it. Well, really, that's far from the truth, because the reality of it is when the motors get older, we stand to actually make more money in a lot of cases by repairing your old boat. But if it's something that me or Dustin think that, it's probably better for you to consider repowering, yes, it'll be more money up front, but the cost of operation and everything that goes with it, the reliability, peace of mind and everything, it's probably time to do that. And we're just wanting to do what's in the best interest of the customer.
Fantastic. Talking with Bill Kidwell. He is the service manager at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida here in Pensacola. And we do have text line here. We've got a few minutes left, so send in your questions now, and hopefully we can get to all of them. 850-437-1620. Got another question for you, Bill. Is it okay to run my outboard without water?
No, it's definitely not. And I get that a lot. A lot of people are wondering what they may mean by that question is a lot of the outboards nowadays have a static flush device on the side of it, which you don't have to put the old, what they call muffs on the lower unit to provide water to it, to run it and flush it. So most all the manufacturers have gone with static flushing where you attach a hose to it. But if you're going to do that, then you definitely do not run the motor. However, there are a few of the models that I have read in the owner's manuals that says it's okay at idle. But general rule of thumb, do not run the motor if you don't have water down on the pickup screens using the muffs.
Okay, great question. 850-437-1620. Still time for a couple of more. This is Boat Smart. Bill Kidwell is here with us. He's the service manager. I thought it might be nice for you to give a shout out to your team this morning, too. You've got quite a few experts that work there at Key Marine, correct?
We sure do. Yeah, I'll start. I don't have them listed, but I do have them all memorized, of course. We'll start with, of course, Aaron at the front counter. He's the parts and warranty manager there. He's the one that's answering the phone 90% of the time, which I did want to add before I forgot that kind of sets us apart from a lot of people as well. We are answering that phone at your convenience versus our convenience. The only reason why we'd ever answer a phone when it's first coming in is because we're already with another customer. But just wanted to add that he is the one that answers it the majority of the time. He does so much for the business there. Wonderful. And there's Dustin as the general manager. He does quite a bit as well. I mean, unbelievable amount of stuff dealing with the all the manufacturers and ordering motors and whatnot, and helping me a lot when it comes to these estimates and diagnosis of getting the paperwork together and, you know, and making sure everything's right and not only in our best interest, but the customer's best interest. And then I'm the one that generally has to call the customers and explain all that. And then we have, of course, me. And then we have, let's start. We have Max Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's a technician. We have Nick Fallon, who's a technician as well. And we have Ben Spears. And then Jeff Cullison. Jeff Cullison is one of Stefan's students. He's the newest employee there from a standpoint of technician. We also have Philip. Philip helps us in the yard. He does quite a bit there, moving boats, washing boats, and running parts and doing quite a bit. And hopefully I'm not forgetting. And then, of course, the owners mm-hmm. are Mickey and Tracy Perriman.
Okay. Great. Well, shout out to the whole team. I know they've been super busy this summer. So just a minute or so left, Bill. You've done great. How do you feel about being on the radio?
It's good. I plan to be on more and more. I know it's been a couple months since I've been on it. It's been extremely busy this year.
I can understand.
And we're really
that.
Focused on getting the customer back their boat. And usually a lot of the jobs are culminating on a Friday. So I'll just have to make time.
Yeah, we love having you. So as we come wrap it up here, where you're located, your hours, the days y'all are open, and the best way for folks to get in touch with you.
Okay, of course, we're located at 5621 Bauer Road, and the phone number there is 850-492-0487. With our website is keymarinecenter.com. And then, of course, you can check us out on Facebook. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And then during the summer hours, which usually starts Memorial and ends Labor Day, about in that range, we're open on Saturday for half a day to help serve, you know, customers picking boats up and having that one technician on duty that during that time from 8 to 12 to kind of help out with emergency situations that may come up, hoping to save the day for some of these customers.
Well, I think it's great that you can not only bring your boat to the facility, but also that you guys do go out to people that maybe have a situation at their home or at their dock or wherever they're keeping their boat.
Yes, we do. And we also do service a couple of the marinas around. We do a lot of work in Holiday Harbor and Lost Key. And, of course, we'll do whatever we can to make it convenient for you.
All right. Thank you so much. Bill Kidwell, you did great. Stefan, better watch out because you're pretty good at this. We wish Stefan a great day. Hope he gets everything ready for his classes at Georgetown Technical. Thanks to everybody at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida for sponsoring the show. And thank you again, Bill, for coming in on a busy summer Friday.
Very well.